The coding editor is our lifeblood. It's our tether to our code. I really love the cloud, and I want to use it directly from inside my editor where I'm most comfortable and productive. Hi, I'm John Papa, and I'm a principal developer advocate in the Azure team. But really, I'm just a JavaScript web developer who likes to write code. And I'm really excited to share with you the newest extensions that bring Docker and Azure directly to Visual Studio Code. With these, we can debug our code, interact with our databases, build and debug our containers, and deploy and manage web apps, all without leaving our editor. Now let's take a tour of all these features using a Node Express app with a Vue.js front end and a Mongo database. And when we're done with the tour, please go get the sample code and try it for yourself. Let's start by taking a look at the application that we'll be using. Here in the README, you can see how we can git clone it right down here. Now to run it, this app has an npm run debug command. Well, let's run the debugger to show it. So first, we can use the shift command D to get over the debug pane, or click on this button over here in the sidebar. And then we can click on a configuration, choose that we have Node, because that's our application type. And we can run a command like index, or we can select add configuration and say, you know, I want to launch it via npm. We can call this debug my view app. Once I do that, notice it's running the script called debug, which happens to match our package JSON. I can then hit F5, or I can hit the green button up there once I select debug my view app. Now when I do that, it's going to run my application, and it's going to launch it in the browser on the left-hand side. And there's the application. Now let's show that we're debugging over here. We have a node file that goes into our routes. So here we have some routes that go get our heroes. Now inside of there, we're getting our heroes right here on line 10. But that's inside of an asynchronous operation, so this is a cool feature of VS Code. We can right-click inside of that async call in the Lambda and add a column breakpoint. Now if we come back over to our application, we click refresh. Notice we're debugging on the outside. We hover over heroes, we're not seeing anything. But if we hit the continue button at the top, now we're hovering over inside in the middle. So we can hover over heroes. We can go over here into the variables. We can explore the heroes, and we can even change them if we wanted to. So down below, there's Drax. We could change his value and just stick a exclamation at the end of it. And then we can let her rip. And there we go. We'll keep the application running as we explore further features. This app uses Node Express. We're hitting a Mongo server locally on our machine, and we're using Vue for our client code. Now let's explore our database. We're using Mongo locally, and Visual Studio Code is telling us in the status bar down below that Mongo is not connected. Well, we can use this new extension for Cosmos DB to attach a local Mongo server. So I can click on Attach Mongo Server, I can type in my address, and then it connects locally. And this is the same database we're seeing in our application. If I click on the heroes, we'll see the results over here in JSON format. But even better, we can interact with it. By clicking on creating a new Mongo scrapbook, we can type commands like db.name of our collection, heroes, and I can choose find, and then I can hit command shift and then double quote to see the results. Notice they're showing over here on the right. Even better, we can insert some heroes. So let's say we go to the heroes collection and we can do an insert one. And then here, we can insert a new hero. Let's insert Rocket. Now instead of using the keyboard, I can right click on that line and choose execute command. It also shows me the keystroke combination. Once I do that, we can run our command up top again. We can see that we have our new hero at the bottom. And then over in our application, most importantly, when I refresh, Rocket shows up. Now let's take our database into the cloud, into Cosmos DB using the extension. We'll click on Sign into Azure. It then prompts us to go and copy and open into the browser a way that we can authenticate. Now we just paste in the code that they gave us. We hit Continue, log in, then we can close that browser window, and then once it's done loading, it'll show us all the Cosmos DB accounts that we have in our subscription. Here's mine. Notice inside of here that I've got a Connect Heroes account. When I open that up, there's an admin database, but we don't have the same kind of database we had down below, this Connect Heroes. Inside of this one, we have a Heroes collection. Let's create a new database in Cosmos. We'll right-click on it, choose Create Database. We'll call this Heroes DB. And we'll give it a default collection of heroes, just like we have locally. Now once we have those, we can open it up, and we can click on it, and we'll see there's no results. Nothing's there yet, right? But we can fix that. Let's go back down into our local database. We'll copy the array of heroes that we had locally. We'll go back up into our Cosmos, and then we'll click on a new scrapbook. We'll first do db heroes.find just to show there's nothing there. And then let's do an insert many. Now we can paste in that array, execute the command. It should have inserted 5. We see that there. Now we can click on the results and we can see all of them. Great, we got the data into Cosmos DB, but we want our application to not hit our local database, but instead hit the one in the cloud. Let's see how we do that. We'll close a few of these windows here, and we'll go into our Mongo file. Notice we're using a local connection string right here. We're going to comment that out. Instead, we're going to use one that uses the connection string from Cosmos. How did I get that connection string? Well, we go up into Cosmos DB extension, we right-click on the account, copy the connection string, and then we have all the data we need to paste into here. Now, if I refresh the application, it should open the application up now hitting Cosmos in the cloud instead of locally. Well, how do we know that? We had the same data here, right? Well, let's delete Rocket from the application. We'll go back into a scrapbook, and this time let's do a find again. When we execute this, we should only have 4 heroes, because now we're using the Cosmos instance in the cloud. We've moved our Mongo database to Azure's Cosmos DB in the cloud. Now let's take our Node Express and Vue app and move it up into Azure. To get our application ready, let's use Docker to do that. If we look over here, we can see that our app doesn't have any Docker files yet. Well, we can use an extension, the Docker extension, and then go to the command palette, which is Command-Shift-P, and we can choose to add Docker files to our workspace. Now I've got a Node.js app, so that's what I'm going to choose. And I happen to be listening on port 3001. Notice the color-coded files on the left. These are all untracked files for Docker, Docker Compose, and its debug counterpart, and Docker Ignore. Now we can take a look at some of these and see what comes out of the box. I get a basic Docker Ignore. We'll just use that. And then these Docker Composes, the first one is for development, where it's exposing the node ports to debug and calling the inspect flag. And then there's my production version of it, using the node-env production flag. And then I've got a Docker file. Well, this may work for my application, but I happen to know I want to use something a little more advanced using multi-stage files with Docker. So I'm going to delete what's inside of the Docker file. Instead, I'm going to use a little snippet that I've created for a common scenario that I use with my Vue Node Express app. First, I'm selecting out where I'm going to get the image from. Node 6 Alpine, yeah, that sounds good. And then the author, that's me. And then the port that I'm exposing down on line 22. That looks good. Now we need to run the Docker file. I want to run Docker Compose, basically. So I'm going to stop the debugger, and I've got a file locally running with an Azure CLI extension. So this is another extension we get. And the cool thing about this extension is we can save files out with AZ CLI extension right here, and we can run bash commands. So of course, because it's an Azure CLI, I can run AZ. If I hit the command and then the single quote, it's going to execute down below in the terminal. Let me pull this up. We can see that it's running the Azure CLI. Awesome. But it doesn't have to just be Azure CLI commands. Of course, with Azure CLI, we'll get a bunch of IntelliSense for that. And down here, we can run bash commands. So I can run ls. So now down below, we'll see the ls ran. So I could run my Docker Compose command right here. Docker Compose, tell it the file to run, we'll do the debug version first, and then build it. But can our extension do that? Yes, it can. So I'll come over here to the Docker extension, and we can see we've got images, containers, and registry. So let's go ahead and build the image. I'm going to use the command palette again to open up my commands, and I'm going to try to run Docker Compose up. And it's going to prompt me, do you want the debug version of that? Why, yes I do. And when we hit that, it's going to build it down below inside the integrated terminal. Now once this is completed, that image will be created and named inside of the Docker extension over here under Images. So let's open that up and see what we have today. So right now it's building through and it's going through all of my steps. Clicking back in the Docker file, we can see what it's running. First, it's going through and it's building up my application and running npm run build, which is going to build my Vue application for me. Notice it's stopping here on the npm install so it can run through and install all the npm packages that that requires. That's the first stage of the multi-stage build for the client app. Notice I'm naming that on line 2. Once completed, it'll move up to the next stage. Now I'm going to build my Node Express server. Here, I'm only going to install the production npm packages because that's all I want. And then finally, it's going to go through the last stage, which is going to go through and build the final image. I'm basically going to copy out everything from the Node server that I need for my Express server to run, and then I'm going to copy everything from the client application, the build folders that I created, and that's custom to my app. Then I'm going to expose the port that I want to run on, and I'm going to say, please run node index.js, and that should run my application. Once completed, we'll see the list show up on the left, and here's our image, and it's also going to show up in the containers. There's my running container. Now, how do we know this is running? First of all, before we go through the application, we should see what port we're running on over here. Let's close this one out, and we'll close down this one. Now, we want to run that application, so let's find out where we're running. Should be on port 3001, but if I want to, I can show the logs. So now, here's the logs of the application. It says it's running on 3001, so then I can hold Command and click on that, and it'll open up inside the browser. Awesome, so there's my container running. Well, you might be wondering, okay, if I'm running locally inside of Visual Studio Code with Node without Docker, I can debug, look at my files, do a bunch of great things that make me feel comfortable with my code. Well, I can see the logs here, that's great, but it'd be nice if I could see the files that are in there, just to make sure what got to the container is what I thought. So I can also right-click and attach the shell. When I do that, I can run a command like ls to see what's in there. Notice here's my index.js file, and then inside the server folder with www should be all my client code. So I can do this now. And there they are. Well, that makes me feel good. I'm inside my container, I can see the files, and I can see the logs. But what about debugging? That's a really a big part of this whole experience. So let's go back to the debug pane over here. We'll click on the bug with the X through it, and we'll click on the configurations to see what we have. This configuration will run it through the npm script, and this one will launch a program directly. But we can also attach directly to Docker. So let's click on Add Configuration, and here we can see Docker attached to Node. That'll work. Now we have a new configuration exposed on port 9229, which is what we're using. We run Docker Compose to debug, and then it's hooked up to automatically point to the remote root and run the Node inspector. We'll close some of these windows down here. And now, let's go ahead and try to attach to the debugger. Our application's running, we can refresh, that's great. We'll choose the configuration, Docker attached to Node, and we'll now run the debugger. If all works, you can see the color down here, attached to Node, and we can see the debug commands up top. Now let's set a breakpoint, but this time let's do it in a place where we can debug and update. So we'll go to the service here, instead of doing it on the get, we'll go down to the put. And right about the time that we're going to be saving this, inside of line 45, we're saving the hero that we change, we'll set a breakpoint. So back over here, let's change this nothing is over my head to say, oh yeah, and then we can hit save, and our breakpoint is hit. So now we can hover over the hero, and we can see the values, we can step through, and we can just continue. Now that our application runs locally inside the container, we want to take this to the cloud. Let's stop the debugger, let's go take a look at what we have inside our Docker Compose file. So here's the debug file. Notice we're exposing the debugging port, running it with Inspector, and the Node environment on line 8 is for development. What I really want to do is run this for production. So we have a Docker Compose that basically just flips the bit over to a production flag for Node environment. Let's rerun the Docker Compose, but this time we'll choose Docker Compose YAML, and it's going to build up our image. So let's take a look at what's actually happening inside here in the code. Inside of index.js, we can see that on line 4, we're grabbing a file to get our environment settings. Notice that it's using that node end flag for development or production. It's then going to use that to go figure out, okay, what are my settings for my database keys and other properties? If we look inside of our production.js file, that's going to go ahead and use the environment variables for Cosmos and our server port and other factors. This is what we want to run when we get into the cloud. Now that Docker is completed, let's go look at the Docker extension. Notice we still have a container over here. So built the image and put the container up. Let's go see if it runs locally here. Notice I ran and there's no data. What's happening is that it doesn't have the keys for Cosmos because now we're running in production mode. That's what we expected. And that's okay. I could set them here locally, but what I really want to do is push this to the cloud. Now I've already set up an Azure Container Registry and I want to push my image up there. So first, I'm going to click on the image that I want. I'm going to right-click and choose Tag Image. And by default, it's going to my preferred container registry, which I named Papa CR. It's in the Azure Container Registry.io, then /John Papa/the name of my image, tagged it latest. So I'll tag that, and it should appear over on the left-hand side. Here we can see it there. Now once we've tagged it, we can right-click onto the tagged image. Now it knows where to go if I push it. So I right-click, and I choose Push. This is going to push it up into my Azure Container Registry. You can see it happening down below. How does it know where to go by default? Well, if I hit Command and then comma, we can see some of the user settings. I'll make a little bit of room here for a minute. Up top, we can see this Docker default registry path. Notice it was set up to my preferred registry. We can change that or remove it if we want to. Let's go check out the progress there. Notice that it pushed it up to the Azure Container Registry. How do we know? We can come back over here now and notice we had images, we had containers. There's also registries here. Docker Hub comes out of the box. We can look inside of here, or we can look inside of our Azure subscription to see where did that image go. There's my container registry, and inside of there, there's the image that we just pushed up. And here is the tagged image that we have. So I can pull this over. We can see that's the one we just moved towards. So why do we need a registry? Well, this is a great place where we can store our images in the cloud and then have websites use those images to spin up one or more instances of them. So we'll right-click and we'll deploy the image to an Azure App Service. Basically, put it on a website. It's going to ask us for a resource group. I've already created one here called Papa Connect 2017 Linux. And that's just a logical grouping of where we're going to put our stuff. And then you can have plans. If you already have a plan, basically the server size that you want, you can select one. I'm going to select this Linux plan with running S3, or I could create a new one. Then next, we have to name our web app. Let's call it Papa Connect 2017 View. And as long as that's globally unique, it's then go create that new web app. We can see the progress down below. Notice it's saying it's using that plan, using that resource group, and now it's going to create the web app called Papa Connect 2017-View. This is when I imagine somebody running around in the background trying to find a server to put my website on, and suddenly it's just there. Once it's there, we can use Command-Click to follow it to the link. So we do that, and we can open it up inside the browser. This is the first time that the site is going to be run. So it's cranking it up from scratch. Uh-oh, it's not working. Well, that's because we have to set those node environment variables. So let's go into another extension called Azure App Service. Notice my subscription is there because I've already logged into Azure. And there's my app that we just created. We'll pull this over a little bit. And now I can see application settings. So inside of here, I can set up my environment variables. Like, I know I need this Node-env to be production. Let's go ahead and do that. I can see the other four I have to add right here for Cosmos DB. Let's go do those now, too. And now notice when we refresh the page, it's now hitting the database properly. So I'm running this in the cloud. Great, so we've just moved our database to the cloud and our application running in the cloud in Docker. Well, let's make a change to our application. We'll go into the main app here, and let's change the title to Try It Yourself. Now we just save that change, we'll clear out anything running in the terminal, and let's rerun Docker Compose, and we'll use the regular Compose. It's now taking in the changes that we made to our application and rebuilding it so it can apply this new title, and should change the values over here. Once this file has been built, we should be going back to our Docker extension and then going back to our image. And then we'll be clicking on the View Cosmos Latest. That's the name of our local image. We're going to re-tag it. Then we're going to push it back up. And then we're going to deploy it. So here we can take our image. We can refresh, make sure it's there. We can right-click on it. We can tag it. There's our default tag name we're going to use again. So let's tag the image. And that's this right here. We can pull it over just to see. And then we can push this up to that registry again, and down below it's preparing it, it's waiting. Most of those layers already exist because a lot of that stuff didn't change, it just changed part of the application. So once it's done, it'll be pushed up into the registry. So we went from the image over to the registry, and we can see that we still have it, and our tag is latest, so we just overwrote the same tag. Then we go down to our app service, and we could come in here, and we can stop it, or we can restart it. And then once things have started back up again, we should see the new title over on the right-hand side. So we'll wait sure it's been started. It says it's there. We'll come back over and we'll refresh the browser. Fantastic. And notice that we did all of this without leaving our editor. Let's review what we just did. We built an application using Node, Express, and Vue. Using Visual Studio Code, we then debugged it. Well, then we looked at the database and interacted with it locally with Mongo, and then moved it up to the cloud into Cosmos DB, all using the Cosmos DB extension. And we logged into Azure with the Azure Lock-in extension. And then we used Docker to build our container, and then deploy it to the Azure Container Registry. And then we deployed that to the Azure App Service, and then we can then explore it and manage it through the Azure App Service extension. So how do you get these extensions? Well, if you click this button in the sidebar, you're going to see all the extensions that are installed locally here for me. Now, you notice that I've got some down here like Azure CLI Tools and the App Services. but we have an easy way of getting them all. It's called a node pack for Azure. Let's explore what's inside of here. You'll notice that it's got the app service, it's got Azure Functions for serverless, also Cosmos DB, the Docker tools, CLI tools, and ARM tools for Azure Resource Manager. So by using this one extension, you get all the extensions with one install. And that makes it easy. And here's some links that you can use to try it for yourself. First, the link directly to the extensions that we use, and then a link up to our documentation where you can learn more about using Node on Azure. And here's a link as well to a free Azure account that you can sign up for. And then, of course, the sample code that we walked through today can be accessed through this link right up on GitHub, along with a README that tells you how to run it. Please try out our new extensions for Visual Studio Code for Azure and Node, and download the code samples and tell us how your experience went. Thanks for watching.